In English, it's just one word. And when you are reading the Bible, it does not differentiate the different meanings of that word glory. There are different types of God's glory. All right? There is the glory which manifests a very good example is this. If a person is standing there and then he's praying, as he's praying, a thick cloud comes and it surrounds the person. A good example is Moses. When he was praying, a burning bush appeared. Wow, that's the glory of God. But it's just one type of God's glory. It's not all the glory. It's just a type of the glory. You there? Let me show you this. So how can we describe the word glory? Now, the word glory simply means the evidence that God exists. Physical evidence that God exists or God is there. So God may choose to appear on a tree, burning bush. That is the glory. But that's not the only glory. So when there is a visible presence of God, like appearing somewhere as a sign, that is the glory. But then, this can happen in different forms. There is what we call the kabod or kavod. This is the glory of God's thickness. When the thickness of God's glory comes upon you. We'll look upon this properly tomorrow. But I just want you to understand this. A very good example. If I stand right here and I can't stand anymore. That is the thickness of the glory. I can fall, or sometimes I can stagger with the glory. Or sometimes I can feel vibrations on my hands. That is the presence, thick presence of God's glory. It comes upon a person so heavily. And many people, they experience this, but they do not understand why it happens. And because you do not understand, in the realms of the spirit, ignorance does not pay. That's why the Bible says, my people are perishing because of ignorance. Because the moment there is ignorance, there is no manifestation of God's goodness and glory. This is why the people who don't know Jesus Christ, they will never see heaven. Because heaven is for those who have accepted him and known him. So no matter how good you are, whether you don't do any sinful thing in the world, but as long as you do not know Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior, there is no salvation. Because the things of the Spirit do not come automatic. They have to be experienced by spiritual protocols. They are divine ordinances, rules, and protocols that govern the things of the Spirit. Now, if you stand, no matter how God can touch you, no matter his glory upon you, you can actually feel his praises. As long as you do not know why God is touching you, you can even fall by the power and rise up and still remain in poverty. And still remain sick. Because there's a reason why the thickness comes. So that glory that makes people fall when you're praying in your room. I have fallen several times when I'm praying. I find myself, I'm on the floor. I don't even understand how I was there. I don't even understand how I was there. And I stood up, I'm like, how did I even come under this? One time I found myself under the couch. Like, under. And I have tears all over my eyes. So what is the glory? So the glory, when it comes upon a person, listen to this, because the glory will fall upon people. in the houses through these services today or tomorrow. We're going to see that. So when the glory comes, the thick presence of God, the heaviness of God comes, that's the kavod. It comes upon people. We'll talk about it later on. Don't worry about it. So when that comes upon a person, you praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, you pray, and it happens on you. That's the kavod. However, why does God do that? Because he wants you to see it, that God is alive. So can you imagine standing like this as you are and you find yourself on the floor? Why is God doing that? Because he's trying to give you evidence that I exist. You may not see me, but I'm seeing you. You may not touch me, but I've touched you. So the glory is a visible presence, evidence. So the thickness is the glory. Number two, God may choose to appear over an item, as I said earlier on a tree, like Moses. That when you see the top of the glory, that is known as Shekinah. Shekinah is when God wants to show you he exists. A very good example, several times we have seen our meetings. When we pray, people begin to see God dust all over their hands. How many saw those programs we had? Those watching online. Okay, those of you watching online, how many saw those things happen when we pray, we minister? You see people, oil starting to drop from their hands, oil. We put a glass in there, oil dropping from the hand into the glass, flowing from the hands of people. What is that? God putting oil in people's hands? Shekinah. God dust. We saw one time all over the floor, people in their hands. When I was in Ethiopia, in South Africa, when I prayed and I said, you will see the Shekinah here, we saw the wind appearing at the service. It's there on YouTube until today. You can find it out. A pillar moving like this with a burning fire in the middle. And I said, you will see this thing is going to happen. I said, Father, show us Shekinah. Let the Shekinah glory. So what is Shekinah? Shekinah, it is this physical manifestation, visible. You are able to see it. But the biggest question is, why are you seeing it? It is just for you to believe God exists. And then we have another type of the glory, which is known as doxa. Doxa, it is the glory of God, not seen through the burning fire, neither through a person feeling in the presence, no. But God chooses to manifest on a person through material blessings. So God might choose to manifest on a person through prosperity, and the people begin to see the glory of God with you. So the word doxa is physical manifestation of the glory of God in material form. That's why Jesus said, in all the glory of Solomon, in the days of Solomon, in all his glory, that word glory, there is the word doxa. So, in this one, God gives his glory on you. So, when the people look at you, they say, wow, this is the hand of God. The way I know that guy, how he was suffering. And when they look at your cars, when they look, am I talking to you? Am I speaking to you? There is a prosperity that comes from God. Listen, there is a prosperity from the devil, and there's a prosperity from hard work. But there is also a prosperity that comes from God. In Isaiah 45 verse 3, you see this type of prosperity, and there is a reason why. The Bible says, I'll give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches. God says, I will give you. That you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, I am the God of Israel. So God says, I will give you these treasures, these monies, these riches, for you to know I am the Lord. You didn't hear me. God says, I'll give you this prosperity for you to what? This type of prosperity, you do not need anything. God begins to bring people you don't even know. Connections you never thought about. I promise you, you'll wake up in the morning and say, how is this so? Joseph was in prison. They had to pick him in prison. A convoy went to pick him. Say, you're a prime minister. No application. No campaign. There was no even time for people to vote. The man became a prime minister, just like that. They say, you are the prime minister. Listen to me. When he was going to prison, he went like this in chains. And the prisons of Egypt, maybe you don't know this story. The prisons of Egypt, if you go there, you will be killed. For your own information, he actually interpreted one dreamer in the prison. He said, you die. They will kill you. And they actually killed him. Because in prisons in Egypt, they will kill you. And the case of Joseph was worse than any prisoner. That he was accused that he wanted to rape the wife of the king. You tell me, what was he waiting for? He was on a line waiting to be killed. But my friend, when the glory of God comes upon you, when doxa comes upon you, the one who wanted to kill you gives you money. You didn't hear me. The one who wanted to kill you, he says, no, go and pick him. They went to pick him. His beards were grown up. He was in prison. People were commanded, cut them. Cut his hair. Dress him. And the king said, I'm removing my ring I'm giving you. The king said, from today, you are more powerful than anyone in this country. On top of that, being given a position as a prime minister, he was also given a position as a minister of finance. Not only that, he was given another position as the Reserve Bank governor. In one day, read your Bible, you see these promotions. On top of that, he was given a position to look after all the properties of the whole Egypt. And from that moment, the man, the Bible says, and he became so wealthy. And the people began to cry to him to say, why should we be dying with hunger when we have you? A billionaire like you, why are we supposed to die? Somebody said, doxa. So when people hear about glory, all they think is the thick presence, like, oh, we'll see the smoke of God moving. You don't need the smoke tonight. There is, God will just rub on you. Bah! Moses said to God, he said, God, show me your glory. God said, you want to see my glory? He said, yes. God said, I will make my goodness, that's doxa, I will make my goodness pass before you. He didn't say, I'll make my, he said, no. He didn't say, I'll make my smoke pass. He said, I will make my goodness. So that level of glory, it is doxa. And this is the glory many believers do not have. I promise you, they stand in church, they experience the kavod, the thickness of God comes out to prove to them that I am here, I'm right here. What do you want? God touches them. They can actually feel the thick presence of God. But the reason is, God is trying to tell you there's another realm of glory. Isaiah 45:3 says, I, God, will give you the riches, hidden ones. What does that word mean? Meaning that most of you, your riches are what? Are hidden. The devil has hidden your breakthrough. God says, I'll give it to you. He said, whatever has been hidden, he said, I will, and for you to know I am the Lord, I will do it. Because most people, your money is hidden, your blessings are hidden, your things, you don't even know where they are. No matter how you work hard, they are hidden. God says, I will expose them. I will expose them. It is the level of a glory known as doxa. When we sing in church, show me your glory. Show me your glory. The only glory people think is a smoke of God moving in a beauty. Like, I want to see the glory of God on it. Listen to me. Listen. Listen, if God wants to show his glory, he looks at his sons and daughters and he just splashed them. Jesus, when people look at you, they don't even know what to say. When they come to your house, they're like, hey. This is the glory the church has not tapped into. I promise you, this is the glory the church has not tapped into. So the glory of God is not just in material form. It's also in the spiritual form. In the spiritual is in two. When there is heaviness on you, and when there is a manifestation near you for you to see. In the physical, it is doxa, when God manifests using materials on a person. All these three, they are there to just show people, I am the Lord. So that people may see he is God. I'm not talking about where you are rich because you're working hard in class. Or you're, no, that's not the type of prosperity. That one, everyone can become rich. And no one will say, wow, that's the hand of God. That one is obvious. I'm talking about where people know you. They know how you have been suffering. They know you've been renting. They know how you have been living. And they have data of you. They have records. 2 months later, 4 Mercedes Benz outside your house. And I said, what happened? You say, my sister, even if I explain to you, you will not understand it. This is what happened. I got an email. All right, did this happen? This, I got this. Oh, they're like, huh? No. Then themselves will be like, this could be God. You're like, you know, ne? Ah. Hey. You need that. That is the glory, the doxa, where people themselves will begin to say, wait, this is the God. Not where they say, wow, you motivate me the way you work. No. We are talking about where everybody is shocked. Can you imagine you're in prison? The following day, you're in palace. You tell me, what is this? Abraham went to Egypt to beg. Abraham went to Egypt to beg. 4 months later, he's living there with the servants. 400 servants. Did you hear me? Yes. And he's rich in gold, in silver, and in livestock. And he's living there with the 400 servants. And he has his own special army. 300 soldiers. He's living in Egypt. Someone here within 3 months. Kaya Manderebo. Shakika Prata. Someone said, the glory of God. Psalm 66 verse 5. Let's read it. Psalm 66 verse 5. Marobraka takapa. Rika bahatu frede. See what people will say. What will they say? Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. You didn't hear this. This is the glory of God, that God wants it to be on the church. When are you understanding what I'm talking? Are you understanding? Listen to me. So when we are dealing with the glory, there is the spiritual aspect of it, and there is the physical aspect of it. The evidence of that is what is known as elengos. The evidence of God's glory. So the glory can manifest spiritually, physically, and spiritually, God can choose to be so heavy or to be seen somewhere. So, the issue is, the Shekinah can just prove that God is with us. Say Shekinah. The kavod, the thickness, you sitting there, God touching you. All these are evidences. And then God may choose to be so heavy in your bank account. Oh, so you're not receiving the Shekinah. Jesus, the way you're saying it, I receive on doxa. Say doxa. So the problem is, so we have people who just stand there and pray for a miracle. Father, Lord, open my life. Lord, I pray, open my life. Open my life. Let my life change. Do you know why? God cannot do it. I promise you, no matter how you will pray until the prayer prays you. Listen to me. The reason why God would give someone something, it is for people to see the glory. Come on, you didn't hear me. Is it for what? For people to see the glory. Do you understand? Jesus found a man who was born lame. And the disciples asked the question. He said, is it because of sin he's in this situation? Is it because of sin? Jesus said, no, it's not because of sin. He said, this has happened for the glory, people, to see the glory, for the glory of God to be revealed. The reason why your life has to change is not because you are panicking, you have got fees to pay. Come on. How many people have enough fees in the world? Do you think you're so special that God should give you school fees? This is why people, they get frustrated. God is not answering, have stopped praying. Because of the motives. It is for the glory. All you need is, bam, this miracle must happen so that people can see it. That God passed by there. Amen. All of a sudden, where there was no money, man is there. Like, how did it happen? That's where it's called a miracle. It's not about self. It's not about you. It is about the glory. And if you minus that, you remain like that. And God will begin to test with the small, small things. You touch $40,000. Immediately you're thinking, hey, Jesus. God says, okay, let's see. And then 20,000. God wants to see. How will you behave? Am I talking to you? Am I talking to you? Don't behave like a politician. You see, people, there are many politicians in church who have a manifesto. If God will bless me, the things I'll do for his kingdom.
If God, it's like a president campaigning for campaign.
Once you vote for me, you will see.
They give promises. It doesn't work. So we have people in church who say, if I get a miracle, me, if I get a breakthrough, and indeed, in your mind, you think like that. Like a president, like politicians. Trust me, they really think they will help the country. What is the problem? It is the same problem that is in the church. Father, Lord, if you bless me, I will help the poor. Lord, in church, I'll tithe. I'll be giving tithe. I'll be faithful. And we think God forgets. If you open my life, I'll be giving. I'll do this. God says, let's try. And God gives you something. He says, I've got $5 million. So if I remove tithe, is it 500,000? Aye! No. No. How? Then you take $10,000, like, this one, I'm going to go and give like a seed, and everybody will be like, wow. I gave 10,000. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hear me. I want to tell you something. What God wants to do on you is to show people. Is if you make it about His glory, your lives will change. Stop praying like babies. I need a job. I need it because I'm suffering. Do you really think God will give you a job because you are suffering? Imagine God giving you a job because you're suffering. God must give you a job for His glory. Am I talking to somebody here? So when we are dealing with God's blessing and glory, they go together because God has to bless you for His glory. Oh, am I talking to somebody? God has to bless you for His glory. So we can't be talking about I'm blessed for what? For who? For where? Where are you blessed? So if God has to bless you, it has to be His name. People must see, wow, powerful. Can you imagine you are blind and your eyes have seen? That's the glory. People must see the glory of God. This is God, nothing else. Am I talking to somebody? Right? That's visible. Seen. Not because you are not seeing. Oh no, God healed my eyes because I was suffering. Yo. How many people are suffering? But God wants to show people who are there that I'm able to do this. Am I talking to somebody here? God is trying to show you why He's doing it. So if you are sick, like HIV, like I'm having HIV, and you want to be healed secretly, keep on waiting. It's not just for you to be healed and keep it. Like I was HIV positive and I'm healed. And it's a secret. No. If you have noticed in our services where there is so much healings of HIV, it's when we bring doctors there. We say doctors begin to test on TV. And the people begin to queue. Test. Healed. So go back to your hospitals now. They go there healed. Why? For the glory. Go to show us I'm able to heal any disease. I'm God who can do it. I speak in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord will be upon you. The glory of Jehovah will be upon your house. Somebody raise your hands in the name of Jesus. I receive the glory. Come on, say it again in the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, show me your glory. I want us to know this because most people do not understand this power of the glory. The doxa, the shekinah, the kavod. When they come upon you, when God is there, a very good example is
the kavod. When the kavod glory came upon Adam, Adam slept. You didn't hear me? It's so heavy. He slept. And God removed the wife. When he stood up, he had a wife. You, when you fall under the power, when you stand up, what do you have? Nothing. You didn't hear me. When Adam was walking like this and God, bam, touched him, he fell under the power. When he woke up, he had marriage. When I will share with you properly, maybe tomorrow, if God allow me to share the same topic. When Daniel met the glory, the kavod, bam, he was under the power. He fell down. The Bible says when he fell down, the angel said, I have come to give you understanding of the vision. When he woke up like this, he had an understanding. When he told the king, he became a vice president. When he woke up, the man got a promotion. He became a vice president of Iraq, which by that time, it was known as Babylon. Daniel. You, four, you wake up, demotion. Something's wrong. I promise you. How can God touch you like this and you fall and you wake up and you are fired at work? Something's not making sense. I promise you. It is because you don't know why God is touching you. You actually forget about it. That God, the whole God touched you. Do you understand? Some of us, we even remember the days we fell under the power. We remember that day I fell under the power. I remember everything. I remember. There, Daniel, when he fell under the power, he woke up and he wrote about it. That when God touched me, I was under the anointing and I fell down. Yet you like, it's my life. I don't think God loves me. You don't even remember why God touched you. You don't even understand why. That's why even if you fall, you wake up, there is nothing. When the people went to arrest Jesus, when they came to arrest him, the Bible says, he asked them a question, what do you want? They said, we want Jesus. When they said Jesus, the Bible says all of them, they fell under the power. But when they woke up, they continued arresting him. Imagine you arresting Jesus. And just by mentioning his name, they fell. Jesus said, here I am. When he said, I am, all of them fell under the power. And they rose and again continued arresting Jesus. After seeing the power, I have seen it in church. People may see the power of God like this. And they can rise up and betray you. When Jesus said, I am, all of them fell under the power. They wake up, they say, arrest him. And then Peter takes a sword. He cuts the ear. Then Jesus says, put it back. They take it and they're all watching. He puts it back, they groan, but they can't see it. After doing that, they whip Jesus. Because the glory is a revelation. You can be in a church where God is moving, but you can't be seeing it. You can even be touched by God and fall and wake up and even betray the man of God. You can even be watching on television, seeing testimonies and the Shekinah, seeing evidences that God is moving here. But still more, you can have no revelation. Because the glory is the revelation. That's why people see the glory and yet they've got questions in their mind. Is this true? Is that true? That they are, because the glory is hidden to so many people. Jesus said, the things you're seeing, he said, blessed are your eyes and blessed are your ears, because there are other people who are not seeing it. The things you're reading in the Bible, right? All those miracles you read in the Bible, Jesus said,
In his days, he said, there are people who are seeing, but they can't see. He resurrected a dead child. And he said, there are people who are not seeing it. So they were right there where he was raising the dead child. Their eyes, they were seeing, but they were not seeing. Because the glory is hidden. That's why I'm teaching with this message, so that you can catch the glory. And when you catch the glory, your whole demeanor will change. Come on, tell the neighbor, if you have a neighbor, say the glory. In Matthew 11, verse 25, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babies. There are things that God has hidden, and one of them is the glory. The Bible said when Solomon was in the temple, are you here? When Solomon was in the temple, when he was in the temple, the glory of God came so thick that nobody could stand, not even the priests. And when they walk out, only Solomon was a billionaire. The rest broke. Ah, you didn't hear me. So when you are in God's presence, you should know this. There must be a reason why God is touching you. Sometimes he wants to give you understanding, revelation. Daniel, he said, God, when he fell under the power, he said, I now have an... The angel said, I have come to give you understanding. Sometimes what God gives you when you fall under the power, what God gives you sometimes is not money, but understanding. You begin to understand things differently.